Health Radio.
Health Radio.
It's all about sound health information.
With no appointment needed.
Health Radio.
It's time for Swanson Health Talk Radio, brought to you by Swanson Health Products. Here's Dr. Derek DeSilva.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again. Great to have you with us. Thank you for spending part of your day with us right here at Swanson Health Talk Radio. SwansonVitamins.com is their website. Dr. Julie Chen is an integrative medicine physician specializing in the practice of holistic medicine to help improve overall health, prevent and treat disease, and to maximize longevity. She was trained by Dr. Andrew Weil at the University of Arizona, and it's really a pleasure to have her with us today. We're going to be speaking about healthy tips for a healthy libido. Dr. Chen, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's just first of all talk about overall health. As far as, you know, I've been doing integrative medicine and teaching integrative medicine for over 20 years. What I have told people is always, be healthy first, and the rest of you is going to work. Give me your two cents on overall health and how that relates to a healthy libido and how the two work together.
I completely agree with you. I think frequently we underestimate that our body is like a machine, and so when we underfeed ourselves or overfeed ourselves, or that we live in an environment or in a health status that is not going to be optimal for our body, other things suffer, including our energy level and, of course, our libido.
What would you say are your top, lifestyle issues? And then, you know, there's obviously dietary issues, and then there's supplement issues. So what would be just your overall top five lifestyle things that people can do to just stay healthy overall?
Well, I think one huge point is to just really pay attention to our nutrition. Again, looking at the mineral, vitamin, amino acid, essential fatty acid intake, make sure that we've got the foundation and the building blocks for a healthy hormonal and our vascular and all the other factors that affect our health, that we're functioning and operating at an optimal level. Mm-hmm. Another factor is that frequently we underestimate how much sleep is needed for our bodies to function well. And so this fatigue issue and insomnia has to be a strong factor that we need to address at all times. I think a lot of times when we're in high levels of stress, and nowadays in the modern American lifestyle, we tend to run at, you know, 200% all the time, and that our body is not able to be optimized at that level as well. So managing our stress and anxiety is important. Fourth factor, also exercise. Mm-hmm. When we are able to exercise, a lot of times people underestimate how much that can help us to de-stress, even though it's taking time out of your busy schedule to do something different. But it doesn't have to be, you know, 30, 60 minutes, but even 10 minutes taking a walk around the block at lunchtime. Frequently, I talk to my patients about implementing those kind of activities throughout the day, if anything, just to de-stress. Mm-hmm. So exercise. And then the fifth factor, obviously, is watching what we intake or put into our body, as far as tobacco, alcohol, illicit drugs, things like that are something that we need to focus on and make sure that we don't do, as far as illicit drugs and alcohol in moderation. And smoking frequently affects our health as well as our energy and libido.
How long ago did you finish your fellowship with Dr. Andrew Weil?
Actually, just very recently, but I've been doing corporate wellness in San Jose, and I actually had been practicing primary care for a while before that.
Okay, so what is it that you, I mean, you've been doing this for a while, but what is it that you really learned through Dr. Weil's fellowship?
You know, I think I actually did additional training above and beyond the fellowship, but I think the fellowship, because I've always had an interest in this, and even way back in residency, all my grand round talks were always about vitamins and nutrition and things like that. And through the fellowship, they really helped, one thing is to really look at the evidence base behind integrative medicine. And that, to me, a lot of this is, you know, when I have patients come in, I take a lot of time in the first visits to explain to patients that, you know, we don't randomly choose the supplements. We're looking at the evidence base behind the supplements and different minerals and herbs and whatnot, and that's still very, very important in how I practice integrative medicine, of course. Mm-hmm. And also looking at the gamut of what's out there, really about opening my own mind and patients' minds and the community environment to the idea that we really should utilize all the different healthcare modalities, whether complementary or conventional, to optimize our health. And so a lot of what I do in my area is really even educating physicians that I come into contact with and patients that I come into contact with to let everyone almost, you know, open up their mind to the horizons of all that is healing, all that right. Contributes to patients' wellness.
Right. And I think that's really the key. So let's get into some healthy tips, if you will, for a healthy libido. What would you list and what would you put at the top of your list?
Well, I think a lot of times, patients immediately, when they think about low libido, they think about their medical conditions and their medications, which I think is very, very important. But also to take a look at, frequently what's most difficult is look at your own situation, whether it's within your family, your work environment, or your relationships, whether there are psychological aspects that also may be affecting it, and questions that, you know, when I take a sexual history with patients is to ask patients whether this is situational, whether there are certain situations where the low libido isn't an issue, but only in certain environments or whatnot. So I think frequently, you know, the when patients come in, they're looking for medical conditions, medications, hormonal deficiencies, which are all extremely, extremely important. Mm-hmm. But frequently, there's almost this fear to want to look at their own life as well and see whether there are factors that are within the relationship or work environment or family that is strongly contributing to the low libido issue.
Well, you know, and that just brings us to the point of what you said initially, and that is ideally, and that was, I think, your second point, was managing your stress. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're really stressed, who wants to have sex at that point?
Right.
You know, I mean, my God, that's the last thing that's probably on your mind because you're just totally
exactly.
stressed out. So, yeah, I mean, it's very understandable. And that is an extremely good point. And it's a very valid point because, you know, we go through this. You know, we do testosterone levels. We check a woman's estrogen and progesterone and her testosterone level. You know, we go through all these testing and everything looks fine. You say, dude, what's the matter with you?
Right.
You know? And then, you know, it's not just a matter of giving somebody some testosterone and you know, a Viagra.
Calling
it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just more than that. But,
right.
So let's say that their relationship is a little strained, because who isn't, all right? Whose
right.
work isn't stressed and whose environment
right.
is not a little stressed? What do you do from there?
Well, I have a lot of patients where, so I think there's a difference between the just pure, stress level or the kind of sympathetic system that's in overdrive 24/7, mm-hmm. and also versus a relationship or family issue or even difficulties, interpersonal relationships at work. I think the interpersonal and the relationship and family situations, frequently people are hesitant to get counseling or to even talk about it. If the family is in a very religious, supportive environment, they frequently are, you know, don't want that to become an issue in their religious community. But I think, you know, I always encourage my patients to, in order to work through something, you have to address it, and that it has to be something that's talked about instead of being swept under the rug. So I think those things are important, and I think the first step is to really even just face the issue that there is an issue. Mm-hmm. And so I talk to patients through that. But I think if it's a, you know, that frequently the interpersonal relationships can lead to increased stress levels, but let's say it's just purely stress level and that there isn't a lot of interpersonal relationships. I think frequently what I have my patients do is to implement voluntary, intentional periods throughout the day to drive down their sympathetic tone, which is that fight or flight response, so that they're not shooting upwards all day long, which, let's just be honest, overall is an adrenal drain, and long-term-wise, that's going to have an issue on the libido with hormone production. But a lot of times I have patients do things like breath work. If they're a meditator, do some meditation. Some people don't like to sit and think that when they sit, they can't do meditation because their mind races, and I recommend things like walking meditation. Mm-hmm. So hence having them kind of go out during lunchtime or take intentional breaks throughout the day to incorporate some mild activity where they get to incorporate the aspects that are de-stressing for them, whether it's some people are more in tune with musical stimuli or with scents, things like that, to incorporate into their daily life a intentional voluntary driving down of the
stress level.
So that they can kick in some of the parasympathetics to balance ourselves out. Because again, like machines, we need our downtimes as well.
How, and I want to talk about this when we come back. I want to talk about what you just said about the whole idea of adrenal stress and how really stressed our bodies are. And we'll continue this discussion, folks, once again with Dr. Julie Chen. Is there a website or anything that people can go to for you, Dr. Chen, very quickly?
Sure. There is a website, www.integrativemd.vpweb.com.
Very good. Integrative MD, what was that again?
So integrativemd.vpweb.com.
Very good. We'll be back with more. I'm Dr. Derek DeSilva. Stay with us.